WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump spoke Friday about his criminal conviction. He continues to deny falsifying business records on reimbursements for payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. He said he did want to testify.
I wanted to testify. The theory is you never testify, because as soon as you testify, anybody, if it were George Washington, don't testify, because they'll get you on something that you said slightly wrong, and then they sue you for perjury.
President Biden said it's reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible for anyone to say the trial was rigged because they don't like the verdict. The president announced a proposed three-phase plan that would end fighting between Israel and Hamas. Hostages would be released to Israel. More aid would be sent into Gaza. A foreign policy advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu tells ABC Israel will not settle for anything less than total victory. And today, the latest attempt to launch astronauts into space aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule following years of setbacks. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, a man was arrested for driving recklessly through a township. A Columbia County Sheriff's deputy initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle for driving above the posted speed limit on County Highway A around midnight on Thursday morning. As the deputy turned around to pull the driver over, they sped up to about 128 miles per hour, driving recklessly and turning their lights off during the chase. The driver, identified as 37-year-old Gregory Wileski, continued to elude law enforcement. The deputy stopped pursuing the driver after capturing the identity of his license plate, calling on Madison police to respond to Wileski's home address. Wileski was arrested and transported to the Columbia County Jail on charges of felony eluding, second-degree reckless endangering of safety, and violation of probation. Wileski also received several traffic citations for his driving. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get some at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 63 degrees.
Still looking for a legendary gift?
Bye. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, doing the locomotion with a little Eva to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg. If you want to get a song request in from the 60s and 70s, see if I can get you one in. 355-9970 is the text number, or you can call me at that number and see if we can make it happen. How about some Turtles? And She'd Rather Be With Me on 99.7 Max FM.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Me, oh my, lucky guy is what I have. Tell you why, you'll understand. She don't lie, although she can.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and Apollo 100 with Joy on your Saturday, first day of June. And we'll run down a few things going on around the area coming up in just a little bit, along with a look at sports. Brewers with a big win last night, and we'll check your wet weather forecast. I don't think it's going to rain all day, but we'll get the forecast coming up in just a little bit.
I've been a-searching on this big wide world. Finally, I've found my
storm.
Stormy from the Classics 4, 99.7 Max FM. Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Again, if you'd like to get a song in this morning, all you got to do is let me know. You can text me or call me, 608-355-9970, and see what I can do for you this morning. So we go back to 1977 with some Johnny Rivers.
Just the music on the radio. No one's coming, no one's gone. The telephone, just me and you, and the lights down low. And we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying. Shadows dancing all across the wall. Music's playing so soft and slow. Rest of the world so far away and small. When we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, slow dancing. That is from Johnny Rivers. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg, and what's going on around the area this weekend? Bearable area garage sales going on both today and tomorrow. Wisconsin State Parks free fund weekend today and tomorrow means you don't need a park sticker. Downtown Baraboo Farmers Markets on the Courthouse Square until 12:30 today. West Baraboo Saturday Market is at Slumberland's parking lot until 2 this afternoon. The Planky's Pond in Reedsburg's Kids Fishing Clinic will be happening from 9 to 1 today. There's the free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour on the square next to the cannon. It starts at 10 this morning. Rededication ceremony for the Baraboo Veterans Honor Rolls inside the Civic Center Auditorium and will be outside of the memorial. That begins at 11. Sunday, the Reedsburg Fly-In Drive-In Breakfast at the Municipal Airport from 7 to noon, and Zoo Crew at Ochsner Park and Zoo in Baraboo on Sunday from 11 to 3. Lots of things going on this weekend.
gift for Father's Day, for that special graduate, or even just for that special person in your life. Hi, this is Jess and the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and for a limited time only, you can purchase a $50 gift card at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and you get a $10 bonus coupon to use towards your future visit. You can use that $10 bonus coupon on your next visit to the buffet, or include it with your gift as an added bonus. Stop on in at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and pick up your gift card today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 12-5 series opening victory over the Chicago White Sox at AmFam Field last night. The Brewers fell behind, battled back to tie it at 4, then fell behind 5-4, then exploded for a 6-run, 8th inning that picked up the victory. Skipper Pat Murphy.
The great thing is we stuck with it, you know what I mean, and we kept going, and we kept putting ourselves in those positions. That's relentless. That's not getting discouraged and saying, oh, God, we got to try harder and do more. And it's part of baseball. You know, one guy gets put in a situation. Reese Hoskins hasn't hit in a baseball game in a week or so, and he came up in big situations, and he finally came through, stuck with it. It's a testament to who he is. Yelich was fabulous. I mean, we had a lot of William, who, you know, hadn't been swinging it the way he wanted to, came back great. He was out for early hitting. You know, I mean, it's like these guys are hungry, and I love their hunger.
Christian Yelich went 5-for-6, driving in 5. William Contreras with a 3-for-5 night, driving in a run and scoring 1. Reese Hoskins went 2-for-5 on the night. The crew picked up its third straight victory, back in action this afternoon, 3:10 first pitch. Robert Gasser goes for Milwaukee against Garrett Crochet for the Pajos. Minor League Baseball, Class A in the Midwest League. Wisconsin falls to Fort Wayne by the final count of 4-3. The Timber Rattlers entertain Fort Wayne again tonight. Beloit picks up a 6-5 victory over Dayton. The Skycarp again tonight host Dayton. Elsewhere to the NHL, where the playoffs continue, the Edmonton Oilers pick up a 3-1 victory in Dallas over the Stars to take a 3-2 series lead. Tonight, the Florida Panthers have an opportunity to punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Finals as they host the New York Rangers with a 3-2 series lead. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get some at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 60 at our studios.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 825, taking a look at musical birthdays. Yesterday, Friday the 31st, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary turned 86.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound.
I dig rock and roll music. Peter, Paul, and Mary, 99.7 Max FM, as Peter Yarrow celebrates his 86th birthday yesterday. Celebrating birthday 77 yesterday, founding member, lead guitarist, pianist, and singer, Junior Campbell from Marmalade celebrates birthday 77.
Yeah.
Marmalade and Reflections of My Life, 99.7 Max FM, and Junior Campbell celebrated his 77th birthday yesterday. Celebrating birthday number 90 today, it's Pat Boone.
It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground, your glove I found with a note addressed to me. It read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong. Now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that guy was just a friend. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your mighty water took my baby's life. I looked into the muddy could I see? I saw a lonely, lonely face just looking back at me. Tears in his eyes and a prayer on his lips and the glove of his lost love at his fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life.
Moody River from Pat Boone as he celebrates his 90th birthday today. Ronnie Wood joining the Stones in 75 celebrates his 77th birthday today.
Ah!
dog, people think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking Pete, what's the matter with you, boy?
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Rolling Stones and Miss You. Ronnie Wood playing guitar on that one as he joined the group in 75. Ronnie turns 77 today. A little bit of music history this week in 1959. Number one on both the pop and the country charts, and it stayed there for 2 months. It's Johnny Horton and the Battle of New Orleans on 99.7 Max FM.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Battle of New Orleans with Johnny Horton, 1959, number one for 2 months in a row. And we go to 1963, starting a two-week run of the number one spot, it's Leslie Gore.
It's not
99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. Leslie Gorin, It's My Party in 1963, number one for 2 weeks in a row. And in 1976, The Who made the Guinness Book of World Records as the loudest rock band. Their set measured 126 decibels. Now, I'm sure when they played this in 76, it didn't get that high. But let's do some Who from 76. It's Squeeze Box. Box from The Who, as in 76, they had the loudest rock band announcement made by the Guinness Book of World Records. Well, we lost a member of the musical family, as we find that Doug Engle, who founded Iron Butterfly and, of course, co-wrote and sang their signature song, Inagata De Vita, has passed away at the age of 78. Writing on his Facebook page, Doug Engle Jr., his son, said, "It was with heavy heart and great sadness to announce the passing of my father. Dad passed away peacefully in presence of the family. Thank you, Dad, for being a friend, teacher, and a father. Cherishing memories I will carry the rest of my days moving forward." Doug was the last surviving member of Iron Butterfly's most famous lineup. As an edited 3-minute version of the song, which we're going to play, reached number 30 on the Hot 100 charts when the album peaked itself at number 4, selling 8 million copies in its first year alone, went on to sell 30 million copies overall. So once again, Doug Engle of Iron Butterfly passed away at the age of 78.
You know that I'm loving you in a God of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land?
Yeah, I gotta be the honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? Yeah, I gotta be the baby. Don't you know that I'm always the truth? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hat? Oh, won't you come with me and we'll walk this land? Please take my hand.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Doug Engel, founder of Iron Butterfly, passed away on May 24th at the age of 78. 8:50 with Kevin Kellogg. We'll got a look at what's going on around the area, and we'll check your weather coming up.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch and Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, it's the DNR Free Fun Weekend for Wisconsin State Parks. This is when the DNR will waive state park admission fees, fishing license, and trail pass fees. And the DNR encourages Wisconsinites to discover a new favorite park, trail, forest, or recreation area and try a new activity over the weekend. For a full list of properties, activities, and maps, go to dnr.wi.gov. And this, of course, includes our wonderful parks around the area like Mirror Lake and Devil's Lake State Park. Baraboo will be hosting its community-wide garage sales Thursday, May 30th through Sunday the 2nd. For the full list of participants, you can check out the Baraboo Community-Wide Garage Sale Facebook group. It'll have all the details right there. But again, this is Thursday the 30th through Sunday, June 2nd. And it's time again for the Reedsburg Fly-In Drive-In Breakfast. This will be hosted at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport, 7 a.m. until noon. It's the Reedsburg Area Flying Club hosting this event on Sunday, June 2nd. Pancakes, sausage, eggs, toast, and more. $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 10. Featuring classic cars, planes, fire trucks, games, food, and fun. It's free to any pilots who fly in. There'll also be airplane rides. It's a rain or shine event. Again, this is all happening at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport. It's their fly-in, drive-in breakfast, 7 a.m. until noon on Sunday, June 2nd.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get some at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 59 degrees.
Max FM.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'm gonna wake you up early cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. We're going down to the Honda shop. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt. I'll take you anywhere you want me to.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Hondells and a little Honda. Aaron hit me up on the text line, 608-355-9970. Need some classical gas with Mason Williams on 99.7 Max FM. And don't be shy, hit me up on the text line for your request, 608-355-9970.
Thank you.
Yeah.